Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather around the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
Hey, 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 witches. Your tired trio had a lot on their collective plates, so they are treating you to a summer classic episode for a second listen. Enjoy this rerun and stay cool, witches. And now, Daryl, Lisa, and Shelley.
Welcome to Witchy Wednesday, everybody.
Yay!
Lisa looks like she was ready to say something, and then no sound came out of her face.
I got stage fright.
I just wasn't hearing anybody. I couldn't hear you talk, so that's why
I'm talking.
Your lips were moving, but nothing was coming out. But now
you're
I hear
so
you.
Glossy, you were mesmerized by the prisms of color that I got from Legends 33 Blue Line Boutique.
Yeah, oh, your lips are so glossy.
Thanks.
I couldn't even hear you talking because your lips
are made for smooching.
Yes, they are.
Our lips are so close.
So this has absolutely zero to do with our episode today, but
wanted
to welcome everybody. This, if you just tuned in for the first time, first of all, for Lisa's mental health, please go back and listen to everything from the beginning.
Please.
And if you are not new to us and you're all caught up and you're listening to this episode, it's called Good Witch, Bad Witch.
Yes, we are the Good Witch and the Bad Witch. I'm your Bad Witch, Lisa Brown.
And this is your man witch.
Hey, how's it going? I'm your man witch.
Daryl Brown.
Daryl Brown. Yes.
And the good witch.
Shelley Majors.
Yay. That's us. Yep. This is our podcast. Thank you for listening. Bye. Just kidding. The shortest podcast ever.
And we've got our
sound witch. We're here to make you listen to us talk about things.
Yeah. So this episode is going to be about, well, as was just mentioned in the
intro.
The intro to the intro.
Yeah, the intro to the intro is we're going to talk about our elementary days in the 80s.
Going to get childlike. Go back in time.
Have a little fun.
Exactly.
Yeah. Back get a little when sand in your shoes.
A simpler time.
So this year is the year that Shelley and I both turned 50. So that's, I know, I just kind of want to throw up in my shoes a little bit. That just makes me want to vomit. But
that's where puke goes.
I didn't like freak out about any other big one. This one is hurting a little.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
You look like $1 million.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. 50's the new 27 and a half.
Perfect. That's nice. What I was going for.
You look good. You look happy.
Yay. So I think that we should start out with faster than lightning.
Faster than witches.
Bridges and houses.
Hedges and ditches.
And charging along.
Like troops in a battle.
Over the meadows. The horses and cattle.
Okay, how long we don't have
to. I have no idea where
that
came
from. She
sprung
that one
from.
On me. We did okay. Talk about Mine Like a Steel Trap. Yeah. That's a song from 100 years ago. And there's witches in it. Is that what you picked it?
So that was, no, I just was thinking I had written down choir songs, and that was one of the songs that we sang when we were in sixth grade.
Yeah.
Man, things were different when you guys were in the sixth grade. I never even heard of that song.
Oh, it was so good. And it was all harmonizing because our little choir group was so good. We did state finals at the Broadmoor.
Yeah, we did. We were really good.
In our red cowboy shirts.
Ugly shirts.
Yeah.
Good choir.
Yeah. Beautiful voices, ugly shirts.
We'll put some of those pictures up for you people to see.
Okay. This is for Karen. I definitely have some.
Oh, good.
This is for Karen Hamamoto Beavis. Lisa, okay, do this one with me.
Okay.
I love little baby ducks, old pickup trucks, slow moving trains, and rain, and squirrels.
Squirrels?
Squirrels.
Were they flying squirrels?
You have to throw it in an extra syllable because it's more fun.
Squirrels. Our singing teacher, what was that, choir teacher?
Yes.
It was so funny. I was thinking about her. She was horrible, but I was thinking about, she was a good choir teacher. She was not a good human being, I don't think.
No, and she was not good at hairstyles.
No, but I was thinking about it, and I was like, she's got to be dead.
She is.
I know, right?
Well,
because she was old
when
we were young.
Right. Now,
and we're old.
We're next in line now. Yeah.
So
oh, where's your foot? Oh, yeah, it's in the grave.
So I feel as though we can talk freely about her since
we're
she's probably dead.
Yes. Well, no. Most likely.
But
what was her name?
Mrs. Lund.
Mrs. Lund, okay.
She had a very, very tight perm that
red
was
head.
Close to her head.
She looked like she little was Orphan shrill. Annie, but she was like 80.
Yeah.
And she was, she would get really, really angry. Mm-hmm. And so she would ring a bell, like to try to get all the kids to like pay attention. Yep, so she'd pick up this bell. Yeah. And I remember one time somebody stole her bell and put a shoe up there. And she was so mad that she grabbed the shoe and started ringing it. And everybody just laughed. And
Man.
Yeah.
Well, she would always pick these old-timey songs for us to sing for competitions or whatever. But I think she had to write the Stott song about the Stott singers.
She did. And I can. Would you like to sing that?
I would like to listen to you do this one.
Wow.
I'll do the clapping.
Me. Stott singers, people, remember we sing short PMS moon loud and fortissimo and short for staccato poo poo poo. La 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 lee, we sing in harmony. Stott singers, people sing. Sing, sing.
That was amazing.
I'd like to thank the Academy.
I still use that song.
I'd like to thank all the small people that I stepped on the way to get here.
She wrote it and had zero self-awareness.
Poo, poo, poo.
Exactly. How do you get a bunch of fifth graders to not laugh at poo, poo, poo?
We did laugh at poo, poo, poo.
I know. She was dumb.
She was dumb. And
that dead dumb lady.
Dead dumb Lund.
Oh, my God. I hope none of her, people. Like...
It's going to be a new punk band.
Yeah. No, her ancestors. That's or what another... are the other ones called that come after you?
Grandchildren?
Prodigy. Yeah.
Relatives. I do think, though, because you just said that, we do need to do a podcast on funny band names.
Yes. So like
Dead Dumb Lund is a good one. We are Dead Dumb Lund. Thank you,
Denver.
We're
going to sing the Struts on today.
And we all get perms.
Poo, yeah. Poo, poo. We all get, everybody has a big
Everybody's
perm.
Got what's a little gal from The Sun Will Come Out Tomorrow?
Little gal.
She did, and she was so mean.
God, I hope the school invites us to do
it. Job very seriously.
A show there.
She did. And she had a good choir, I'm not going to lie. Like, really
she
good.
She rolled with an iron fist. Of course she did.
I mean, you just heard the Stott Singer song. I mean, could we not be any better?
No, she really...
Drilled into your
it's
brain.
It's like Platoon.
Yeah,
you know, she totally. Really whipped us into shape.
Yeah, she would. I don't know.
Choir boot camp,
right?
Boo, boo, boo.
Yes.
Left, 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 right, left.
Oh, Shenandoah, I'd love to hear you.
Oh, you're so good.
Wow. Away, rolling river. Oh, Shenandoah. She was very good on the staccato. She wanted us to.
Yes.
Oh, Shenandoah.
Yes, she was an enunciator.
How she got her perm so tight.
His poo poo
poo. That gal was just wound up tighter than...
This is really going against my good witch nature. Can we not make fun of dead people for 5 fucking minutes?
Oh
damn.
Oh,
no. Okay.
God, I'm all serious now.
You are. Ooh, why are you so mad?
Let's just give Mrs. Lund a break. She gave us some good
down
memories.
There.
She did. Thank you, Mrs. Lund, for the stupid shirt you made us wear and the stupid songs you made us sing.
She got us to finals in Dumas High School rules.
Perfect. That's our opening, guys.
That was quite a... Wow.
When we come back, I think we need to talk about all the really, really horrible things that Daryl went through in elementary school.
Sure.
And I what was you look forward to,
you know, at the end of the school year.
Yeah.
You're just like, school's out for summer.
We're going to tell his sad stories, but then we're going to tell some funny stories so that you don't think about how sad Daryl's childhood was.
It's called balance.
So yeah. Oh, we did not sing that.
Why do you sound like Paul McCartney?
That's
flag. If that don't suit ya, that's a drag. Shoes out for summer. Shoes out for ever. Shoes been blown to pieces.
Welcome back. Talking about elementary school.
Seems like yesterday, except for
it doesn't.
30, 40, 50 years of yesterdays
right.
ago.
I still have bruises.
What?
So we kind of alluded to talking about Daryl's some bad things that happened to him in elementary school.
Tell us about it, Stud.
Which came out in elementary school.
Wow.
It was from Greece that Daryl's never seen.
Mm-hmm.
Nope.
Full circle.
So I've heard these stories several times, but still enthrall me. Actually, I've heard the one story a lot, but he told me a story last night that I just was enthralled by and also completely mortified. We were talking about all the different kind of things that in the
activities in the gym.
Activities in the gym with all that stuff. And did you have to climb the rope in gym class? And he was like, was that a thing for, cause he's 4 years older than us. So right. He was like, was that a thing for you? And I said, it was. Yeah. I never could get up there. I mean, at all.
No way. Skinny girl arms.
I don't even think I tried. I mean, like, yeah. It was like, I was like, and didn't even get off the ground.
Yeah.
And
I have two older brothers. My arms already had Indian rope burns on them. Right. I couldn't take any more burns on my hands.
Right.
No rope burns. Yeah.
So then he told me this story.
I was always the smallest kid in school and stuff. So I kind of tried to go up the rope and I came back down and everybody laughed at me. So I was like, screw this. I'm going to do this. So I climbed clear up to
because you were afraid of heights.
Yeah, I was afraid of heights. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, well, everybody's going to laugh at me. Screw this. So I'm going to climb up the rope. So I climbed the rope. You ring the little bell that was up there and you're like 50 feet in the damn air. I mean, this is crazy.
It's high.
That's why I think they quit this. Not knowing that I should have watched how everybody else came down the rope, I held on, slid down with my hands and my legs wrapped around it, boom, as fast as I could, got to the bottom, went and sat down, and that's some old pirate rope from the back in the day.
Serious old
metal. I had like splinters and blisters, but I had burns between my legs because my jeans had got real hot.
Now, why didn't this stupid PE teacher tell them how to go down the rope correctly? Like, I remember that being a thing. Like,
they might have. I just didn't pay attention.
Well, there could have been that, too.
Well, the 70s. They're like, figure it out.
Yeah.
Here's a rowboat. Okay. I'm throwing you out. You're swimming.
Yeah.
But I went back to class, and I'm just sitting there shaking because my hands and everything hurt so bad. My teacher goes, what's going on? So I showed him my hands. And he goes, oh, my God. Took me down to the nurse's office, and they called my mom. Well, my mom came and picked me up. Chewed them out pretty good.
I bet.
And I missed a week of school because my hands were so blistered and I had blisters between both of my legs. But yeah, that was my one when that was kind of my own fault. But yeah, I proved them. I'll climb this damn rope,
And God, it's come so far in our lifetimes. Now it's just like, I don't want anybody breathing too hard.
Well, and I do think that it was kind of funny because Daryl asked me, he's like, did you guys climb the rope? I think that maybe my mom ruined it for everyone. Like,
I thought Mrs. Brown put
the ixnay on the on
no more rope climbing for you, and you can thank me for that.
Yeah, because I thought that was funny. Yeah,
I don't think it was a regular thing. It might have been during field day times or there was an obstacle course or something. I don't remember it being a regular fixture.
Yeah. Boy,
certainly.
But yeah, so it's still
And speaking of regular fixtures and stuff, I mean, let's talk about all the other things that were dangerous. Mm-hmm. Like I went to two different elementary schools. I went to the one from kindergarten to second grade and then half a second grade to sixth grade. But I went to Swanson for my early years and that they had a tower and stuff. It was like this ginormous
jungle
metal
gym.
I wouldn't say it was a jungle gym. It was, they called it the tower.
Was it metal or wood?
It was metal.
Of stories high?
Yeah.
Is it like an ice castle?
No.
Robbie Benson sitting on top?
In the summer. It was a metal tower and it was, I don't know.
Was it enclosed or was it barred?
It was barred. It looked like a jungle gym, but you couldn't, I mean, you were too high up. You were probably up three stories.
Wow. Holy crap.
It was higher than the school.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And
suffocating in the heat.
And then everybody was trying to get to the top of it. So you had 73 kids on the top of the tower.
What could go wrong?
Right. And so I always thought even as a kid, I was like, that seems dangerous. Let me get up there.
I'm just going to sit
again. Lisa's always been the voice of reason. Yeah, she's like, you kids are wacky. Clear.
Yeah, I don't think, and I was afraid of heights too. So to be honest with you, I think I wanted to go up there, but I never did.
That's not fun.
And then when I got to Stott, when I was in second grade, or towards the end of second grade, there's so many stories I could tell. Mm-hmm. I got pulled by my ear from my second grade teacher at Stott to the
office
because
they could pull you by the whatever they wanted back in the day.
Oh, yeah, she drug me, and I think it was because I made something wrong with my macaroni. I don't know what. It doesn't even matter. But that being said, at Stott, they had the snake.
Oh, yeah.
So
describe it.
The snake was four pieces of wood that were round.
Mm-hmm.
That
like logs.
Logs, but big logs. Mm-hmm. Like
big log.
And they were connected to each other in the middle by tire. Sort
of, yeah.
Like a rubbery. Some sort of
flexible rubber.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
And then they went four different directions.
Mm-hmm. But you'd sit on it kind of like a seesaw, but it was like a four-way seesaw.
Yeah, but I would say probably 20, 30 kids could get on at the same time if you were in, but it was so, the logs were so big that if you fell off and got underneath it, like kids were breaking limbs.
Yes.
Because they would fall off and then get squished by the
snake.
And
it was only like 2 feet off the ground, but the velocity when it came back down on your tiny little undeveloped head.
Yes.
No point.
You can give it a Goog because she did that and she showed me because she was trying to describe it.
Yeah.
To me. We found it on Google and I'm like, that looks like fun.
Well, and to break your fall, it was on top of a field of stones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So
no, I remember.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That you could squish into the stones and that would actually make your appendages not bust as hard.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So there was that. Daryl was talking about, do you remember the big ball? It was
like
just
a yoga
giant
ball?
Yeah, but bigger.
Big old white ball.
I don't. I remember the big parachute. Tell me about the big ball.
The big white ball. It looked like a big volleyball, but big.
And then you would just roll it at each other and
stuff. And I was like all of 3'11" in the
seventh grade,
and this ball come crushing down.
Oh my gosh, that doesn't sound safe. Oh,
yeah, no.
Well, and I know this is politically incorrect, and Daryl's mentioned it in a show way previous. But how do I say it without being smooth? A cue.
Smear.
Oh,
did they use it? Yeah, did they use the big ball to do that?
No, no. This year you just kind of we used a volleyball net stuff where you just would have it going around the
yeah, gym. But it was so big it would just. I mean, it was like a
punch you.
Yeah, like you just fall flat like a pancake,
and then you're on an episode of Disappeared.
Right.
Yeah. Where'd the kid go?
Yeah, and then like dodgeball.
Sure.
It's stuff that's just it's wrong.
It is.
Yeah, sick and that wrong. Wouldn't fly today.
Well, and we talked about this on another. You know, look at the tetherball,
right?
As far you know, being the smallest kid around, yeah, it was a little strangly. What if you missed it? It just went around your neck. You know, I mean, who was watching?
Nobody.
No,
you're completely unsupervised.
And then we all actually also do. You remember? We would pinch butts.
Oh, there was butt pinching, but I can't remember why on not St. Patrick's Day.
No, like this is on recess. We would go out, and the boys and girls would.
You coach.
Is our boarding ritual?
See you at lunch.
So we could just basically. I think we did it so we could touch each other,
right?
No,
and stuff. We would run around and pinch
so
the
we
butt.
Could just touch.
It was
each
like
other.
I think I was at the stage where nobody wanted to pinch my butt, and it was very small. Yeah,
it was. Maybe it was just hard to get to.
No, I was a tiny little shrimp.
And so maybe I was so popular
because but I got a handful of pocket.
And mine was so juicy and stuff. They were like, let's get Lisa's butt. That'll be easy.
They would come away from my butt with just a little bit of corduroy for my OP shirt.
And then they'd...
That's Shelly running away from the boy trying to grab her butt.
With
the corduroy sound again.
Yep, that memories.
So good.
Oh. Light the corners of my mind.
And then she got into the parachute pants.
Oh, parachute pants. Can I go? There's that. Please. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to keep talking.
Shelly's like, I got one.
So samesies as Lisa, I started out the school year. I was living in Georgia. First, second, third grade, I went to a Catholic school and my teachers were nuns. And that was the most dangerous thing.
I'm sure.
Yep. So next, you go to Stott and... I remember this. Do you guys remember when guest speakers would come to the school?
Oh, yeah.
Like Scruff McGruff.
Oh,
yeah. Yes. The dare people?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so that's why I've never done acid.
Really?
Well, they said, you don't want to be tripping in those corduroys, girl.
No, he told a story about some guy that was on the roof of a building and he thought he was Superman and he jumped off. And I was like, that doesn't sound like fun at all.
So it did work.
It did work.
How exciting. Right.
Yeah.
We need to get our tax dollars up.
What? Yeah.
Thank you for saving Shelly's life.
Thank you, Scruff McGruff, dare guy.
Yeah. I have never seen the walls melt. Not once.
No, me neither. I've never done acid either.
Yeah. So. I love rainbows, but didn't
like
go there.
Like this room.
No,
perfect. So this is just came to me. I didn't even have this on my notes, which is going to be weird because I have to always write everything down. But so my first day of halfway through second grade when I went, which I don't know why I started. Like, why didn't I start like at the beginning of the year? I'm not sure. They threw me in, whatever. But there was these two girls, and I could probably tell it. I think one of them listens, so maybe I shouldn't say their names. But it doesn't even matter. It's not like a bad thing.
Yeah.
But they were like, you want to come play with us? And
I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, sure. Get this and that. So we went out on recess and stuff. And then they're like, okay, we're horses. Yeah.
I don't know horses that meow very much.
And they're like, nay, nay.
We're going to have to buy Brian new chairs.
Good thing you guys have the wood ones, and I've got the padded one.
Even in the second grade, I was like, you are wackadoodly doo.
There were so many horse girls that they were a group.
Yeah, I was, and that wasn't my gig at all. No. Like, we even moved to Quaker Acres, and everybody had horses. Uh-huh. We didn't have horses, but a lot of people had horses.
Right.
And I was like...
We were so poor, we ate horses.
We
tastes like glue to that ball.
No, but it was just like, I'm like, you, I'm like, but I wanted to fit in, so I'm like, nay. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, I'm like, but they, no, like the whole time they walked around with their hoofs and on all fours. I wish this was
a visual one because she's a hoofing it up in here.
It just was ridiculous. I was like, I don't want to play the horse
and
game.
And it was every day.
Yeah.
And playing
so
horse.
Yeah. So I don't think I did it after the first day. I think I ended up finding a new group.
Yeah.
Yep. Maybe that's why I got in trouble and I didn't do
the
posse.
Maybe
if you
would have
stuck with the horse girls, you would have been all right.
Yeah, that could very well be. I mean, the other thing... I think, well, one of the things that I loved about elementary school was field day.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm very competitive. Yep. I'm not very sportsy. I mean, mm-hmm. I did play sports.
Some people call it athletic.
Sportsy.
Yeah, sportsy.
I love that.
I'm not very sportsy. I played softball and soccer in elementary school, but I was never in the greatest shape. But I'm competitive. So yes. I wanted all the ribbons. And I think I kind of feel... I mean, I know that this is controversial, but I do find it bullshit that they don't do the ribbons anymore.
Yeah.
All kids are winners.
Not controversial at all. Everybody thinks you're right.
Yeah. And everybody does?
Every single person.
Then why aren't they doing it? Because
those people are robots. They're stupid.
They're totally stupid because I think that not everybody is a winner. And you should learn that when you're a loser, you should learn in elementary school.
It makes you a better person.
Right. And stuff.
What better time to learn you're a loser than in
the... I mean, if you're going to find out that you're a loser, you should know at the beginning of your life, don't you
think? Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then you can
that's how you mold young minds and self-esteem.
Yeah,
get yourself in better shape, buddy. You got a long life ahead of you.
Well, it makes you better. I mean,
it does.
Try.
Yeah.
Just try.
There's people that write in for their kids not to have to do field day.
You're like, long jump? I'm not even doing a short jump. Jesus.
Jump, Mac Daddy.
I just really think that they should do the ribbons again. I think, I mean, and have more, maybe if they think that like all the kids, like need a ribbon or whatever, there should be more open to more.
Diversify their talents.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice. Yeah. So like you have the field day the same day as the spelling bee, as same as the drama camp.
And
same
who
as the
licks the popsicle
contest.
The fastest.
Oh.
Well, I didn't mean that in like in a sexual way. I meant that in a like a, I
like
love...
a competitive eating way.
Yes. Cause I like the
hot
food.
Dog kid should yes. do as well as the high jump.
They
kid.
Should be. I mean, there should, obviously there's all different kinds of things, but field yes. day,
should.
Or if you don't want to be a part of it altogether, don't be a part of it, and then don't get a ribbon.
Right.
Okay. But then you don't get a free popsicle.
Right.
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 I think we've all solved some problems here today.
Yeah. I think so too. And I think that we need to actually, that's the platform. That is the the laurels I will stand on is the
get
field
hot
day.
Dog
She's
eating
dying
back
on
in the
hill, guys.
Yeah. So I have that. Should we take a break? Brian, okay.
Yeah, okay
he's like, I don't even know what they're talking about.
He's still trying to figure where the popsicle came in.
We'll take a break. We're going to talk about more of Daryl's tragedies and more elementary school times.
If I'll be able to survive.
Welcome back, witches. We are having a heck of a time today, just giggling our butts off, thinking about the old times, the good, the bad, the ugly, and how much better it is now. It's kind of nice to have freedom and not deal with
elementary inadvertent kid. Abuse.
Well, yeah, and speaking of abuse, so Daryl had another story where he was abused in elementary school.
How'd you turn out so well?
I don't know,
oh,
man.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh. That's
I had the toots.
He's hot for teacher.
Yeah. Oh, I
oh, no.
Love it.
This one, I was not hot for teacher. My mom was hot for teacher.
Hot mad or hot?
So, hot mad. No. Okay. So, speaking of field day, it happened to be field day, and I had this teacher, Mrs. Lamson, who did not like me because she was highly jealous that my grandmother worked at the school. And, you know, oh, you're so favored and this and that. And I was small and cute, you know, mm-hmm. and everybody liked me. Well, she did not like me. So
he got an extra chocolate milk.
I got extra chocolate milk, yeah. An extra slice of pizzas.
This that
and,
guy.
Yeah, it was that guy. But she just, you know, because all the teachers liked me and all the kids, because I was so small and likable. But I don't know what me and this buddy of mine did to piss her off, but she said, you guys are not going out to field day. Mm. And I think I made some snide remark, and she slapped me across the face. This is second grade. And slapped me across the face.
That's bull hinky.
Had everybody go out to field day and turn the lights off and locked me and this other kid in the room.
Wow.
So my brother shows up for field day, and he's looking around, and he's asking my buddies, their little friends, he goes, well, where's Daryl at? And they're like, he's in the classroom. He got locked, left in there. So my brother went to go find me. The doors are locked. Me and my buddy are in there crying. You know, we're just little kids.
They're second graders.
I've got this burning face from this hand slap. Well, my brother looked through the window. You know, they had the little glass windows. And seen that I had had my face slapped and stuff. So he went and got the principal. And he came back up. And the principal goes, I don't have my keys. And my brother goes, well, I've got this. And busted the window out.
Heck yeah.
And opened up the door and got us out. And the principal's like looking at me. And he goes, what happened to your face? And I said, Mrs. Lamson slapped me. He said, stay here, went out, got her, brought her into the back up to the school and in the classroom. And she said, I was being a little smartass.
And that justified
that. And that justified that. He said, you locked these two kids in a room.
Like, what if there was a fire?
What if there would have been a fire or something? So
right, you can't even smack your own kids anymore.
No. Yeah, so, right. You know, another story. Mrs. Brown comes to the school. Needless to say, that teacher was fired. No longer worked for a school after that, so.
God, well, she shouldn't be around children.
It but yeah, that like. Was that was that my judgment. Other traumatizing thing in school. But I just remember being locked in that room as you know, she had all the shades pulled and it's dark in there, and
made you miss field day. She sounds like a big jerk.
Yeah, she was. She was a jerk.
She jerk.
She jerk.
Jerk. She is.
But yeah, Samson. So it was a that was my. Little okay. Elementary school.
That was hilarious. Oh, Daryl.
Yeah, it's about as good as Schindler's List right? On that one there.
Yeah,
not as funny as you think.
Shelley, did you have a story? Because you loved Outdoor Lab.
I did love Outdoor Lab. And it just reminded me of having a really big crush. You know, I had such a big crush on mm-hmm. Todd McDevitt. And I wanted to look cute for him every day. But you're in the freaking woods. And as we've already discussed, I'm very indoorsy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I was trying to look cute in my outdoor gear and stuff. And I also, sidebar, kind of a late in life bedwetter. I think sixth grade. So you're what, eight, nine, whatever,
in
maybe seven?
Grade?
Yeah.
25.
I like wet the 20. Bed. Whatever yeah. The heck I was. Yeah. Okay. too old to pee.
Right.
In front of people.
Yeah.
In my mind. And so anyway, I was on the top bunk and I think I was just afraid to like, wake everybody up and go to the bathroom. And I was just always afraid of missing something. And then I took the way worse option of just wetting the bed.
You did? So
yeah, I never told you that.
No.
No, I totally wet the bed.
Top
some people
shake
the bed. I wet the top bed.
In the Ultra Lab.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever find out or you just slept
apparently
in it
not
week?
If you didn't know.
No.
Yeah, oh. No. I think I stripped the bed myself and everything. I think I did all that. And I think maybe a counselor helped me. Anyway, that's not my point.
Okay.
My point
that's
is.
That's a great point, though. No, I like
that's
that.
That's a
story.
Hell of a story.
The whole thing was actually a very, very good experience. And we got to sing in the cafeteria. What was it?
I was just thinking that you made up a song about Todd McDevitt.
Okay, tell me.
Who's the cutest of them all? His name begins with T. T O D D M C D I E B T T.
I did do that.
I wet the bed.
Wet it hard. Wet the bed. All night long.
That anyway. Wasn't part of it, or I would remember that.
T O D D M C D E B I T T. Yep.
Yeah, whatever, however you spelled it.
Yep, I did write a song about him. Anyway, okay. So years and years later,
yeah.
I'll let you take over.
So when I think it was at our 10-year high school reunion.
Let's go with that.
Okay. We were there and he came and he's like a pilot and he's all successful with his cute little Irish kids and everything. And it was like, because he lived like two doors down from me or whatever. And I was like, oh, Todd, it's so nice to see you. Oh, my God. Shelley loved you. Well, now Shelley's blossomed at this point. She's not the same little
bedwetting
braces wear.
Shelley bedwetter.
Sprayed.
The Pearl Jam song, Shelley bedwetter.
I want to rim
the bed. The same red-headed brace face, glasses wearing.
Oh, keep going.
Bedwetter.
No, I don't know. They had me set in the corner.
Now she's actually really cute and stuff in it. So anyways, I go, Todd, Shelley loved you. And he goes, she still does. It was seriously one of the funniest things ever. Because I just, Todd.
Todd.
So if Todd McDimmock would like to come on, I don't know. Anyways, I thought that was funny.
If you'd like to fly us to the Niagara Falls area.
Fast before we get to our top five. What was the thing that you were most excited about to get out of school for?
Swimming pools. Yeah, like going to the pool.
Yeah.
Mine was Ilitch's. My grandparents lived a block away, and so we went all the time, and I couldn't wait to get to go to Ilitch's.
That was awesome. Nice, like you dress up for it, kind of.
Oh,
like you'd
absolutely.
Wear your best summer outfit in case there were boys.
Yeah, and we could stay at their house. Well, like my parents would drop us off at their house. We would walk the block, and then we could like leave and go over to their house and have sandwiches.
Ilitch's was awesome. Yeah. What was your favorite ride?
I don't know. No.
You went to be seen, kind of.
No, well, yeah, but I liked the gold mining ride.
Yeah,
because it wasn't.
Oh, the log ride.
Too scary.
No, the gold miner where you sat it when it's like.
Oh yeah,
that's where you get the doubloons.
Well, you would go and make out with boys first of all, and I remember earlier before
Todd
they
McDermott or what was it? Todd's name
D-O-D
that was Shelley's boyfriend
D-E-V-I-T-T
I'm like that was yeah I didn't make out with him
okay
but before there was any rules we would jump out of the cart stuff and just kind of walk around
safety was optional in the 70s
that's why
and 80s.
They put the cameras up you bitches
yeah right yeah remember the whole
Another
she was pulling
we
on
need
something.
Visual here,
like an invisible rope.
It was a donkey, and they were
like an animatronic thing.
Yes,
whatever,
and the guy was pulling a donkey, and everybody always said he was dead. He was pulling a dead donkey. Do you remember that?
I do. Now that you're saying it, yeah. So there's the things that move in the rides that are real. Yeah.
But he wasn't. I think he was just trying to get him to go. It's like, because
there's an expression, stubborn as a mule. Come
right.
on, guys.
But
as
when we were little, but we just thought it was a dead donkey that they were pulling by a rope. Right?
Yeah.
That all tracks.
So you had the swimming pools in.
Swimming pools. Yeah. Villages.
Swimming pools.
Mine, I was so excited to, I was a big bike guy. Always had my BMX bike and I went everywhere. I mean, we would ride from Westminster to downtown Denver, just anywhere.
Loved
it. Oh, that was my thing. Yeah.
All the trails, no curfew.
And that was good
by
for,
dark.
Yeah, you know, fun, safe, fun. Nice and safe.
Yeah, all the pedophiles went to bed at a reasonable hour.
Yeah,
And we rode horses, too. We didn't act like horses, but you and I
rode
a couple horses.
Yes, we did, but that was later. Anyways, we're going to get to our top five. We're going to talk about our top five favorite things about school.
My homework was never quite like this. I'm hot for teacher.
Hey, I heard you missed us. We're back.
Yeah, we are. I brought my pencil.
Oh, yeah. We're at work. I was doing something else.
Yeah.
I got my tight pants on.
Oh, how exciting. So we're doing our top five, which is our five favorite things about school in the 80s. I'll go first this time. How about that?
It's your turn.
So number five, glue on the hand.
Oh, sure. Do the peel off.
Yeah.
It's a nice feeling.
Yeah. You had put the Elmer's glue on the palm over your whole hand.
It's a great one. Yeah.
And then peel it off like a sunburn.
Yep.
But there was no hurdy-hurdy sunburn times.
Nope. Yeah. And you could have like see your fingerprints, solve crimes.
Right.
You're like, oh, I did it.
Yeah. You're like, I killed that person.
Yeah. Or whatever. And you could roll it up. Well, you knew if it was bloody.
Yeah.
That it was you.
Right.
Yeah. I like the glue on the hand one. That's a good one.
Yeah. That was number five.
Yeah. That was innocent and sweet.
Yep.
My number five is mostly fashion oriented. I really loved wearing jelly shoes. I had stinky feet and that kind of accentuated that action.
Right.
But jelly shoes and units. Do you remember units at the mall?
I lived in units. Yeah.
Yeah. So you would take all these different solid color pieces and put them together to make outfits. Thus, units.
But you could change them. Like it was the first leggings forever.
Right.
But like you had.
I'm a skirt. I'm a tube top.
I'm a tube top. I'm a belt. I'm a skirt. I'm a headband. Yeah. Units was the best.
I missed that fashion.
Oh, it was the best.
Look it up.
Ever. Yeah. It was. Well, it was a girl thing, first of all. But yeah, units was the best.
And for then
you could just buy like. Because they were all solid colors, so they would. It was like Garanimals for grown-ups.
Yeah. I loved Garanimals.
Yeah.
Those rocked, man.
And they're like underoos.
I got my zebra pants with my zebra shirt.
Yes. There you go.
Yeah.
So my number four was dressing up for Halloween.
Oh, so fun.
Yeah.
You guys parade around.
Oh, absolutely.
100%.
Yeah. Yes, it was fun. I was Paul Stanley one year, and I had these big, my sister's high heel things on. Oh, God, it was harder than
I bet you look so cute, though, and you were like all proud.
Yeah. And my brother drew hairy chest on me.
Oh, and that's a really good one.
I was Ace Frehley one year, which is in second grade. So.
Oh, you guys are soulmates.
I know.
Yeah, what was your favorite costume when you were a little kid?
Probably being one of the pink ladies.
Nice.
My leather pants.
Oh, I remember that. You looked great. You had the satin jacket.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Looking good.
Yeah, that was one of my favorites. What's your...
Tell me about it, Stud.
Right.
My number four, this might be a little bit more grown up, but still 80s in school. And it's kind of how I met, part of bonding with all my best friends that I'm still best friends with now, and that's Duran Duran. That's the best thing about the 80s to me. They were so beautiful and just getting those, you know, your first tingly feelings where you're like, boys are so cute. And, I loved their music and it just reminded me of everything awesome about the
80s. And it was your first bisexual experience because they were boys that look like girls.
Right. Sure. There's that. I thought you were going to say it was my first experience with marriage, which I kept doing and doing and doing because we all married each one of the Durannies.
That's true.
Yeah. And Sonny made me marry Simon Le Bon, even though we all wanted to marry
John Taylor.
But I was Mrs. Simon Le Bon. It said so on all the notes.
There's
proof. It's a legally binding document.
Right. And they were just on the Billboard Awards.
Oh, they were awesome.
And they were awesome, and they still sound amazing. They look good. They sound good. I am really happy for them.
Yeah, best part
like
of the
80s. Like, they care what I say. They're like, Lisa says she's happy for us.
We're the number one podcast in Denver, so they should care about
our
what we think.
Shit counts.
Right, so I'm going to go to their concert, because Duran Duran's the
Can
shit.
Can I throw one in?
Good call.
Do you guys remember the powder paint in school?
No.
The paint, it was powder, and you mix it with water. I just remember the smell of that.
Uh-huh.
But... with that being said, that's what they use at the Pepsi Center when they paint the ice.
Really?
Because I got to, you know, put my mom's ashes in the
I wanted to tell that story on the Mother's Day thing. I didn't know if you thought you'd get in trouble. It was so good.
We will someday when we're not.
Yeah, we'll do another Mother's.
Yeah.
Not on a time crunch.
A year from now.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Because we've got staying power.
Yeah. So on the topic of the powder paint, my number three is specials.
Oh, I love specials. Charlie Brown?
No.
No.
Speak a little special. It's okay, Shelly. The air is a little thin down here.
It was special.
Like the Thanksgiving special?
And I'm gonna let you finish.
The Great Pumpkin special?
Okay, so no. Specials like art. Music, PE, we're specials.
Who called them that?
I don't remember. We called it art and stuff like that.
That was the specials. Did you? Oh my God. Somebody back me up on this. It was like, what special are you going to
today? If you know this special thing she speaks of, please write us and tell us.
You guys.
I don't remember that at all.
It was called art.
No, they were called the specials. It was you had art, music, and sometimes you would go if you were in band. I was in band too.
You were.
But
you might be right.
Okay, please back me up on this. We're going to, when this comes out, please everybody say yes, there were specials.
Okay, if you went to Stott and Jefferson County Schools and your superintendent was Dr. Pepper
or
and
anyone.
You had to go, anyone.
I mean, like, anybody who had that as the name of them. The okay. special.
That's okay.
Yeah, but you've got us convinced, honey. It's okay.
I don't know why you would okay. lie to me.
Slow your roll on the specials, bro.
Both things can be true.
I feel like you think I'm lying.
I don't think you're lying.
Okay.
I think that special classes are called specials, and Charlie Brown specials are also
No, I do think that the special like episodes
both
were good,
yeah.
too.
Can be true.
And so
sure.
that'll both be my, yeah, my number
was
three.
You
yeah,
covered a couple bases
great.
There on your
yeah.
specials.
Okay.
Good.
My number three just got changed thanks to our sound technician Brian Coe, the genius, Forever by Judy Blume. Talk about an edumacation.
Just Judy Blume in general.
Oh, she was wonderful.
But yeah, you definitely got an education by
turned a little different.
Yeah, you might have. You might have. Yeah, because they all had a theme.
Yeah, a message like getting your first period or your first boyfriend or your first
boner.
Hubba hubba. Yeah,
yeah. Or making fun of the fat girl.
Right, and things that people aren't telling you. And
right.
I don't know where Super Fudge comes in, but there were
Super
some.
Fudge and Super Fudge and Tales of Fourth Grade Nothing were amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And believe
yeah.
in the specials.
Yeah, yeah, she's great.
Yeah, Judy Blume is amazing. Good one good. For
yep.
number three.
Yep, well, if you're in the inside track, you can listen to Brian's story later because it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And number two. It was Recess. As long as I didn't have to be a horse, I liked Recess.
You didn't want to horse around with anybody, huh?
Yeah.
No horsing around out here.
No, you were the king of Recess. You were really good at Foursquare and hopscotch and
yeah, pretty much.
Tetherball.
Yep.
I would teach dances, remember? Because I took dance class. So I was a choreographer. I would be like, okay, we're going to do this dance and we're going to do it for Auto Lab or whatever.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, you did the choreography for Boy from New York City.
Yeah, and we were in the also show 9 to 5.
Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, because it was all the dances I learned in my dance classes.
Yep.
So then I would just teach everybody. And it was funny because everybody would like end up like, bowing out because I was too hard.
Group.
She's a little much for me. I'm going to have to sit this one out and go climb the rocket.
I'm like the lady in Flash, or not Flash Dance, Fame. I'm like Debbie Allen. Yeah. This is good.
She was mean.
She was.
She jerk.
Right? She jerk.
Yeah. No,
so Recess was fun. I liked Recess.
You were a great choreographer. You were the first Paula Abdul. Way to go.
Oh, straight up.
Talent.
Yep.
Yeah.
My number two kind of has to do with you, but it was a little bit of a color scheme phenomenon in the 80s, and that was pink and gray. I think that was the first time that everybody was doing that, and Lisa painted her room gray with a pink Van Halen symbol on it, or vice versa?
My walls were pink and gray, so there was two pink walls, two gray walls, and then I had a ginormous pink and gray Van Halen sign.
It was awesome, and there were pink and gray powder jackets. You guys remember those?
Oh, yeah. With
and the pink and gray Nikes. Yeah, you had the little kangaroo patch in those jackets. So, big fan of pink and gray. I think that was a new thing at the time.
Yeah. I still sometimes do people's nails in pink and gray because I'm still stuck in the 80s.
Yeah,
so,
it's fun.
Yeah. Cool. And number one, drum roll. My number one is lunch.
Oh.
And
the pizza.
No.
No?
Salisbury steak and buttered noodles.
Really?
Oh, my God. Man. I would drool over. I want that now for
She's
dinner.
A noodle drooler. Didn't
yeah.
Your mom got the idea for the meat.
No, I don't remember eating lunch at school very often. Remember, I would always pack something weird, like just I would grab the first three things.
Yeah, Shelly would come and she'd be like, have a carrot and a snack pack, pudding, and a pudding pop.
Yeah.
And it would be half melted.
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
No, yeah. I was always running late, so it was whatever I grabbed. So Salisbury steak and noodles, huh?
So the
lunch, yeah, we my mom lunch. Didn't make and like lunches or anything stuff. So we always had hot lunch.
I loved a good chocolate milk.
Yeah,
that's a good time.
So when I got older, I would just not buy lunch and buy five chocolate milks.
Oh, oh yeah, they're delicious.
That's a part of how I got.
Yeah,
that.
You're super lactose tolerant.
Yeah, well, and yeah.
This kid,
start of it.
This kid that I went to school with, Pat Miller, came to school and he had, had left his lunch. We had a little spot, in the classroom, and it was like this weird smell going on. So he goes to pick up his lunch and the bag just falls apart.
Oh.
Well, out falls this sandwich and I go, "What do you got there, Pat?" And he goes, "My mom packed me a sardine sandwich."
Oh, no.
And it was all greasy and stuff. Oh, and he goes, no. Do you want some? I'm like, I ain't having none of that,
bad
man.
Judgment.
But yeah, the poor bag broke and everything. And
I think every parent should think about their kids' popularity for a minute.
Yeah, leaked onto other kids' lunches. And it's so, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
dear.
Oh, God.
I remember waiting in line for lunch and Mr. Rock, because when teachers could actually be friendly with you and stuff before they got arrested, Mr. Rock walked by me and Karen Hamamoto Beavis, who was just Karen Hamamoto at the time. He's like, hey, what's up, Hamamoto Babe? And I mean, look at
that. He always said
babe. Yeah, he called everybody
babe.
Yeah, and he had his shirt unbuttoned and stuff. And
he was like a porn star almost.
What was his name?
He was lovely. Mr. Rock. He was great.
Mr. Rock, yeah. I bet he was rock solid during the day at school.
James Spader a little bit. Had kind of a Spader face. I don't know.
I remember what he looked like, but I don't think James Spader was what I thought about. He was always.
Who doesn't love lunch?
Yeah, the pizza.
I was like, the pizza.
I didn't care about pizza that much.
It was stinky. It smelled different than other
cheese. Miller's sardines on it.
Maybe so. Can I do my number one?
Yes,
are
please.
We done with lunch?
Yeah.
Lunch is over, man.
I love friendship pins, and we would all make them for each other, and we would go and buy beads and make different color schemes and stuff. And you kind of, you know, everything artistic had to be ruined by making it a popularity contest.
Yeah.
But, you know, maybe you were the most popular one if you had the most friendship pins on your
Nikes. Shoes.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But you would put them.
Yeah,
they're like safety pins.
Safety pins.
Yeah, and you'd put different beads on them and stuff and give them to your friends.
Yeah.
Friendship pins.
Yeah.
So that was a good time.
Yeah, okay. That didn't last for very long, but I sure loved it.
Me too.
I loved making them. I loved collecting them. I loved having the most of them.
Did you ever make those barrettes with the ribbons that you could do different colors?
I think I wore them. I don't remember making them.
Yeah, that looked hard.
Yeah.
That looked like braiding.
Beyond my specials ability. I'm going to say.
I believe you.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all good.
We're going to take a break and hear a word from our sponsor and then have the Manwich Minute.
Hey, Lise, it's good to see you.
Hey, welcome to Blue Like Boutique.
So I was shopping last night in bed with my jam jams on, and I was on your Facebook page, Legends 33 Blue Line Boutique, and the leggings that I wanted sold out. So I wanted to come down and see you and see if you had something similar.
We have so much stuff. I get new inventory every single day. I am not even kidding. If you don't like something, you'll find something else. We have all the things, shirts, leggings, makeup, jewelry, so much stuff. Thank you for coming down.
You got it. I haven't shopped at a store in months because you have everything I ever need, especially leggings with pockets, and they're so soft.
Thank you so much. Here's your package.
Thank you. I'll be back for my lip sense.
Psst. Hey, Reddit, you looking for some leggings?
I just bought some leggings. I'm at the legging store.
But are they these leggings?
Close your trench coat, perv.
8800 Ralston Road, Suite 202, Arvada, Colorado, or Facebook, Legends 33 Blue Line Boutique.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah. He's the man, Mitch. Oh, yeah.
Alrighty, guys. And just like that, what do you know? The time is up. Another episode in the old books, as they say. And this one was fun. I think I've got rocks in my shoes from playing on the playground. Got a couple scabs here. There, a splinter. Yeah. All that fun stuff. Ate too much pizza that, you know, Lisa had her...
Salisbury steak,
but no, just fun. I love thinking about back when, you know, things were so simple and you didn't really have to think about much, you know. You got up and went to school, seen your buddies, did a little bit of classwork, got slapped by a teacher, and you went home and you were damn happy to have had that day. But you know, it's always fun to hang out with you guys another Wednesday, so just let us know what you think of us on Facebook. Let us know what teachers you liked and what teacher you didn't like. And if you ever got slapped by a teacher, that'd be kind of interesting. So with that, it's Manwich out.
50 seconds, so I'm going to talk for 10 seconds. No, I'm just kidding. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We have so much more fun content. We have so much stuff. We're going to do some giveaways on the Facebook page. Tell your friends. Add them to the Facebook page. Yeah. We're going to do some live shows coming up this fall, so start setting your calendar for that.
We'll have more information on the website, which is goodwitch-badwitch.com. We did get a bunch of extra GWB leggings in. They're purple. They have pockets. They're awesome.
We have some black ones, too, that are still available. So I will put that up on the Facebook page. We will have t-shirts soon, and we're having the baseball tees.
And going with the contest, we'll put up a picture. Daryl's wearing one today. It's the Manwich shirt. You can have it with his man musk still on it. We promise not to wash it.
It's the only one that's going to be like it, too.
Exactly. It's a one-of-a-kinder. It's kind of got a little faded 70s action on the front. It says Manwich on the back. We got some skulls and crossbones on the sleeves. It's a badass shirt. So we could give it away as a contest or auction it off. We're going to figure that out later.
Yeah, but we're going to do all the things. So much fun stuff. Again, tell your friends, please, please, please rate us on Apple Podcasts or any of the podcasts you listen to. The more you rate us, the more we go up in the ratings. Duh.
In America and Japan.
In all the places. And that gets us sponsors and that helps us to pay the bills and be able to do more of this stuff. The other thing will be our Patreon, which will hopefully be coming up soon. Subscribe to that, and then you can hear more content and
behind the scenes goodies, little nuggets, little Easter eggs,
videos and singing
hot videos.
It'll be another hot video.
That's right, Nina Blackwood.
Yeah, you too, Miss Adam Curry.
Other person.
We
were going with the 80s.
I'm busy downtown Daryl Brown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wubba, wubba, wubba.
Nice. When wubba, MTV had videos. Awesome.
Thank you again.
Thanks
love you all.
Thanks for joining us today.
And from the Good Witch.
Stay witchy, friends.
Stay itchy.
Try to do it different.
Yeah.
Order! Order, I say! Members of the council, you have been given the evidence. You have seen the defendant. The only question left is, which are you?